The Secret of Receiving. I would speak with you now about something that is dear to your heart, the secret of receiving. You have been asking to manifest, asking with the palms open, saying, "Okay, I am asking, I am ready, I want it, but since I don't see it yet, there must be a secret to it." Everyone loves a secret. It is something special. It is something shared just among friends. It is something that perhaps not everyone knows, and it makes you special if you know the secret. In truth, the secret of receiving is very simple, but it does have a catch to it, and we'll come to that later. The secret of receiving is to know that truly already you have it. There is nothing outside of you. It is all within you and all within your power to bring it forth. The secret of receiving, as I have said, and as recorded in your holy scriptures, is to pray unto the Father Mother. Pray believing that you have received. Know that you have received. And then it will appear right in front of you, right in the midst of where you are. Pray believing. In other words, whatever you are asking for, look around you and realize you already have it. Now, perhaps the world will speak to you that, yes, you have the potential of it, but you have not brought it forth yet. But in truth, you are bringing it forth, even as you think to manifest. Even as you think to receive, you are bringing it forth with that vision. And the more you think about it, and the more clarity you have about it, the easier it is to recognize that truly, you already have it, and you already have the means to be in awareness that you have it. This is where friends come in. Good friends who are in resonance with you. Not friends who are of the questioning kind, but friends who are of like mind. The friends you share your dreams with and who are in resonance with you can often point out to you what you are asking for you do already have. Perhaps not in the way you have been looking at it from one angle or maybe from another angle, but you already have it. So when you pray, pray with a vision of what you want to see in the outer. Go first to the inner with the inner vision and acknowledge that. That which I am asking for, I truly already have. I am wealthy beyond any measure of what the world will say. Oftentimes you are tricked into thinking that you need a certain number of golden coins or certain numbers in your bank account in order to be able to do what you want to do. But I say unto you that if, for example, you want to go to a far country, and it was going to cost you a lot of golden coins, and you were thinking, "I can't do that because I don't have the golden coins," you find a way to manifest a discount, or you find a friend who needs a companion, or you find a friend who will lend you the golden coin so that you can get where you want to go. You always find a creative way to manifest that which is your dream, your vision. So as you pray, believing, and you allow the eyes, even the physical eyes, to see that you are in the midst of that which you have desired, and you know that which you have been asking for, you already have, that comes a great sense of gratitude. I am truly blessed, and you are, with what I do have. I would set for you a piece of homework. Sit down with a piece of paper and pen. Take stock of what you do have. You will be surprised because you will fill pages of the notebook with what you do have, even down to the smallest little thing. You will start out with the big things first, and then you will add more to it and more, and maybe the next day you will come back and you will add a couple more things to the list. And before you know it, you are going to be living in a great gratitude because, look at how wealthy I am. Look at what I have to be thankful for. Look at what I have that is freely given to me, things that I do not even have to take responsibility for. I don't have to expend my energy to have these things. They are already mine to enjoy. Everything you desire, you already are creating for yourself. Sometimes you create what appears to be bumps in the road in the journey of a lifetime. But oftentimes the bumps in the road are the most wonderful gifts that you can give to yourself. Later when you look back, you say, "If that bump or that wall or whatever wasn't there, I wouldn't have made the turn which has brought me here." The secret to receiving is to know, first of all, that you have already received. The secret to receiving is to stand in gratitude because you have already received and you are already in the midst of receiving. Furthermore, the secret to receiving is to be willing to give. That is what I said is the catch, but it is not a big catch. It is an easy catch. In order to receive, you have to be willing to give. In other words, to let everything flow through you. To know that I am unlimited. I have all the resources that I can ever think of or desire or would ask for, and I share them with you. As you share them with another friend, they are multiplied as they flow through you, and you are then the receiver who has tenfold of what you are giving out to another one. And you become aware, even more aware of what you already are and have, because you are able to give it. You cannot give it if you do not have it, true? Even the world teaches you that. Then the world shifts and changes because of your willingness to be a giver. As you allow the giving to flow through you, you realize, I can give and give and give and give, and more will be given unto me as I give. The gratitude grows, and you get out the notebook and you start writing some more things in the notebook, because you realize, as I give, it is repaid in the flow 10 times, multiplied tenfold as I give out to others. Tenfold because you realize that you are living in an unlimited spirit of the I am-ness, the creative one that you are. The ultimate secret to receiving is to give, and to give freely over and over and over, to actually get quite busy in making an inventory of what can I give. As you wake up in the morning every day, before you put the feet upon the floor, think about what you want to give away in that day, be it tangible or intangible. Think about the wealth that you have to give, and then get busy giving it away, because the more you give, the more that will come back to you. You have heard the saying, nature abhors a vacuum. Well, spirit is like that too. There never is a vacuum. Whenever you give something away, more comes in its place. So if you have been desiring something and you want to receive something, start giving it. If you have been desiring health, start giving health. Visualizing health for another friend who perhaps is thinking that they need help or healing. Put yourself in a place of envisioning them healthy and whole, the Christ of them manifesting wholly through the body. And any part of you which has been calling out for healing is going to receive healing tenfold, because as you give, so it is given unto you tenfold. Now, the importance here is awareness. In other words, as you will envision for another one the wholeness that perhaps you are wanting for yourself, you then want to be in a place of receiving consciously, acknowledging consciously that I am receiving the healing that I am giving to another person. Since there is no separation, as you give to another, you are giving to yourself, and it has come, as you see, back to you. You can think of ones in your acquaintanceship and friendship even who have what have been called the $1 million, even the multimillionaires. You have friends and acquaintances who have many of the golden coins. Now that one is, in truth, not separate from yourself. In a worldly sense, they seem to be separate, and they seem to have the power to spend the golden coins in the way that they want to, which they do, and they may feel that they do not have the golden coins, but you do. Begin to take stock. Take accounting, if you want to call it that, of what you have and what others, as they are seen to be separate from you, have, and step into their sandals. How would it feel to be Mr. Gates? How would it feel to be able to have so many of the golden coins that you could set up a foundation which would help in various areas of whatever your dream is? Now, does it take $1 million for you to be able to start to do that? In truth, no. You can start with what you call your $5, your $10, your $25. Get others to join in with you. It will grow. What you have is the awareness that you are the abundance that has so much to give, and you do. That you can translate it all into a vision, the same as Mr. Gates took a vision years ago. It was a vision that he loved. It was something that he was very much caught up in and did for the love of it, and the golden coins came. He did not start out to seek the golden coins. That was not his first mission. He did what he did because he loved doing what he was doing, and the golden coins have come to him. And now he is able to gift the golden coins to many others to help with various projects that they want to do. You can do the same. So the secret to receiving is to know, first of all, I already have it. Secondly, to stand in gratitude and to fill up the notebook with listing all the things you have to be grateful for and to keep adding to the notebook. And thirdly, I like to teach in threes, to be willing to give, to see what you can give in each day, even in each moment. You are rich. Go now and celebrate the richness and share it with others. As you give, so shall you receive.